Honolulu City Council District 4 stretches along Oahu's southeast coastline from the Makapu'u Lighthouse through Hawaii Kai, Kahala, Waikiki to Ala Moana Beach Park. District 4 property values are the highest on Oahu and generate more than $45 million in residential and commercial property taxes.
Hi, I'm Natalie Iwasa.
Oh, are you the bike lady?
That's me.
Natalie Iwasa rides her bicycle to campaign door-to-door. Iwasa, a 52-year-old certified public accountant, has been testifying before the city council since 2004. It's her first race for elected office, and Iwasa says the top issue at City Hall is homelessness.
What I've personally done is I've been going into places like Angel Network Charities to understand what these people are like. I did a ride along with HPD in Waikiki to get their perspective. No, it's very complex. We didn't get here overnight. It's not going to be solved overnight.
Iwasa would also use her accounting background to monitor spending on the rail transit project and balance the city's budget.
Thank you. I wore out a pair of shoes already. I got my second pair pounding the pavement.
Trevor Ozawa entered the race in January. He's sign-waving with his wife, Nichi, who is scheduled to deliver their first child in August. Ozawa, a 31-year-old attorney, is in his first political race and wants to be the voice of people who want a better life in Hawaii.
I believe in a vision where we can go out there and earn a living that allows us to take trips now and then, allows us to eat out more than once a month, where we can shop at the grocery store that provides healthier options. That's the type of lifestyle that I envision.
Ozawa supports development in Kaka'ako and rail transit because he says it will benefit future generations who want to stay in Honolulu.
Oh! I know a lot of people don't like sign waving, but I love it.
Tommy Waters is a 48-year-old attorney and three-term former state representative from Kailua. He left office 6 years ago to spend more time with his young children. The family moved to Kahala a year ago, and he entered the city council race because serving in elected office is his passion.
I do have a plan for homelessness. Basically, you have to do the sweeps, getting people out of there, but you have to have a follow-up, and that's like a triage program, determining who has mental health issues, who has criminal issues, and who just needs a leg up. And then we need to provide that for all three groups.
Waters would also push for temporary homeless shelters, possibly tent cities in Kapolei or Sand Island, to house the homeless until more permanent structures can be built.
Hi, folks. My name's Carl Strobel. I'm running for city council of District 4.
Carl Strobel is walking around meeting people at the Coco Marina Shopping Center. He's a 50-year-old amusement machine operator and lives in Waikiki. Strobel says he doesn't have concrete solutions for homelessness yet, but would like to start by empowering the community.
I want to work with nonprofits to strengthen their roles and allow them to help try to work on the homeless issue, the housing issue, and then from there look towards the issues that are at hand, which are like jobs, education, and road conditions.
Strobel says he will concentrate on canvassing the district as much as he can in the remaining month. The top two vote-getters will face off in the general election. If one candidate receives more than 50% of the vote, he or she will automatically win the council seat. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.